For the past few weeks, houses have been popping up all over Oak Cliff. These aren't the luxury apartment complexes that you might have seen in Bishop Arts. In fact, you won't even see construction crews working on these because they pop up so fast. In this week's Art and Seek Artist Spotlight, I follow artist Giovanni Valderas as he responds to Oak Cliff's gentrification. It's a cold morning in Dallas, and it's a holiday, but artist Giovanni Valderas is hard at work.
So when I start these, I try to have my tissue paper cut in advance, and I like to start at the feet, the patas, as my mom would say.
Hi, my name is Jay, and that was a snippet of a podcast, Said Little Houses, that me and Christian listened to. So, Christian, can you tell me, how do you feel about listening to this podcast?
Well, after listening to this podcast, I personally feel like gentrification can affect anybody, especially minorities. This podcast has taught me a lot. And how the tiny houses are really built to inform people of gentrification, especially those in higher places where houses and affordable housing is being replaced with hotels and these high model condos, and people specifically minorities are not being afforded the opportunity to have affordable housing in these specific neighborhoods. So yeah, that's what I feel like the video does for me.
Okay, have you ever seen gentrification happen in your neighborhood at all?
Yes, growing up in North Dallas, I have watched stores change, prices go up, and there's been a lot to change
in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
So before you said the stores, you felt uncomfortable like walking into certain stores because people would look at you like, do you supposed to be in this store? Because they don't think that you have enough money. So how does that affect you like personally? Like, how do you feel about that personally?
Well, personally, I would say, like, what you were talking about, I had talked to you earlier about. That being said, I would go into stores, and there were times, like, people that considered themselves to be wealthier would look down at me. And this is a direct effect of gentrification, because with gentrification, there's a lot of racism that is involved. And it's like, they try to push out the minorities. I feel like gentrification is a way for the wealthier to separate themselves from the minorities and the people that are impoverished communities. That being said, I went to the store and the suits were $1,000. Well, how do they know that I cannot afford these suits?
Mm-hmm.
I see all these other people going in there, mostly Caucasian and the wealthier, walking right in, and they stop me at the door asking me, what do you want? What are you here for? And it's like, how do they not know that I can't afford a suit here?
Yeah.
I was dressed nice, but it's just the fact that I'm black.
Yeah.
And they associate me with being in poverty. And so it's like, gentrification is totally tied in with racism, especially in the Dallas Metroplex.
Okay. So do you agree with the podcast of like helping out? Do you want to change that in your neighborhood? And if so, how do you want to change it?
Personally, I feel like there's a lot that I can do to change, and the tiny houses that they were built to inform people of gentrification. I feel like that is a help, but I feel like personally, you can't change gentrification from happening.
Yeah.
People are going to choose what they want to do, especially the wealthier people. It's like they have a choice. Do they want to give up their wealth, give up part of their wealth to help out the minorities or move to a different location? And they're not willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather see other people, specifically the minorities, leave, so that way that they can be around people that are like them. The same skin tone,
yes,
being in particular. And it's like, what do you do in that situation? So it's like, I feel like there's a lot that I can do,
mm-hmm,
but will they listen to me?
Yes. As a class, we made some of the little sad houses, and we all was excited to make the sad houses because we really were being involved with the gentrification and helping out with the project. So how did you feel about like us as a class, your classmates, helping out with that?
I personally feel like that was a great opportunity, you know, to not only learn the steps and the process that it took to make those tiny houses, but to learn to actually meet the person who came up with the entire idea of making those tiny houses.
Yeah.
And so I really feel like that was a great opportunity for the class. I was not there, sadly, but I did get a lot of feedback from it. And I really think that was a really good opportunity, especially for the students, to learn more about gentrification and how gentrification can affect us, the students, and affects the community.
Okay. All right, Carlton. So, how do you feel about gentrification in your neighborhood?
I feel like gentrification is real. Gentrification is something that is... It is very active in my neighborhood. I think about Bishop Arts. That used to be an area that was... It was mainly Hispanic. It was mostly minorities. Now you can go to Bishop Arts and you can go to a museum and see a $2,500 painting. gentrification is real and it is affecting my neighborhood.
It is. Okay. what do you feel like you can do to change gentrification in your neighborhood and why?
Something I could do to change gentrification in my neighborhood is to educate and advocate. I believe if I educate those who know nothing about gentrification, we can get more people to want to care about something. How could you care about something you know nothing of? Okay. You can't care about something if you don't know anything about it. So we have to first educate those who don't know about gentrification. And then we have to advocate for those who can't speak for themselves, because those people, they want to say things, but they're scared and they don't have a voice, so we must be their voice.
Alright, okay. Now, when the class made the little sad houses, how did that make you feel, because you seen your classmates that came from all over take a step in helping out the gentrification and letting it be known?
When the class made the houses, one thing that stood out to me is everybody came together. Everybody came together from Dr. T to our guest. He helped us with the houses as well. The students even helped one another. It was something beautiful, if you ask me. It shows that people can come together. We can do more for a greater cause, and it doesn't even take that much.
Yeah, okay. Now, how do you feel about the podcast that we listened to about him making the sad houses, and why is he doing that for his community?
Okay, so basically, listening to the podcast, it made me feel like the sad houses do a lot more than we think they do. The sad houses are placed around Dallas, Texas. They are just randomly placed. Well, actually, they're not randomly placed. They're placed in places that are being gentrified. And when people see these houses, it kind of amazes people. It makes people stop, because it is something that's different. It's not ordinary. This is something different. To see a sad house placed on the corner of a street. Somebody just be walking and they'll come and they'll see that, and it stands out more than someone protesting on the corner. Someone who's protesting on the corner, a person might see them and just think, oh, it's another person trying to sell something, or another person trying to say something that they really don't want to listen to. But when you see a house, it's something that catches your attention, because it can't speak to you but it says 1,000 words to see her.
Alright, okay, it says 1,000 words, alright. Let me see. So, can you stay, where exactly do you stay in the Dallas area? And have you witnessed gentrification in the Dallas area that you stay in?
Okay, so I stay in, right, okay, so I stay in, an area is called BFL. It's called Best Village. I guess that's the neighborhood name.
Mm-hmm.
Where I stay, there's no gentrification.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. There's no gentrification. It is it's a lot of minorities. It is very poverty stricken. A high crime rate area. The police are there. It's very evident they're there. They don't try to hide themselves. It's an area where it's gonna take some time for gentrification to affect that area.
Well, you think that it's gonna take time for gentrification? Why do you say that? Like, you think it's gonna take time for gentrification to affect your area?
Well, in particular that area, because it is so poverty stricken. There are drug addicts. There are drug addicts who sit outside of the stores. They panhandle. Mm-hmm. There's a dude, I went to high school with this guy. He's actually younger than me. I see him at the stores. He smokes crack now. He smokes crack. He smokes K2.
Mm-hmm.
He sit at the stores. He asks for money. I see him at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. That area, I believe to the government of Dallas has no hope. When I look at that area, to a certain extent, I believe it has no hope. It truly needs help, and it's going to take some time.
Now, what you're saying is going to take some time. Do you think, like, you should be the one to step up to help them to, like, come out of poverty? Minority.
Okay. Where I live, there are people who have lived there their entire life. They see nothing better for themselves. They have no standards for themselves. They were never told they can be better than what they are, so they believe that they can never be better than what they are. They are content. They are satisfied, and they are all right where they are. They're okay with trash being everywhere. They're okay with their children running outside with no shoes. They're okay with a lot of things that aren't okay. They're all right with these things. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I sit outside the window and I watch these people, because I want to understand, why do they act like that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's, how can you change someone who feels like they're perfect?
Yeah. So, like, from you, like, witnessing all of that in your neighborhood, you don't feel like that's gentrified, because, like, you have all these minority people in one neighborhood purposely, and they never got out of the neighborhood. So the whole time they live in there, they see all this, and they purposely stay there their whole life because they don't know nothing better than that, because they don't have anybody to show them that it's better than that. So you don't think that's
fine? I mean, if you ask me, gentrification is basically moving minorities out of a certain place to move in middle class or people of higher class to that area.
That's right.
What I see in my neighborhood is minorities staying in a place where other minorities stay, because
that's just what they're used to.
That's what they're used to.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, thank you for